The following commentary does not reflect the views of Northumberland 89.7 or its advertisers. Now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
So, it's official. Coburg Council has approved the Waterfront Needs Assessment Plan. But in all the assessing and debating, there's one thing that doesn't make sense, that's left out from what the mayor calls a vision. In fact, it was conspicuous by its absence in comments by Councillors Darling, Rowden, and Director Huswick. In all their rhetoric, and what the mayor called the logical side, there was no mention, no long-term logic, as to what happens to the original residents in the West Harbor. Not a word about the wildlife. You know, the species whose ancestors settled here, in this harbor, and who have been here since time began. There's a great quote by Philip Anderson of Princeton University, and he asks, "Exactly how much of nature can we trash and burn and get away with?" Now that's a profound question, and it's rooted in logic. The mayor talked about logic, but where is the logic in a future vision that does not include an abundant wildlife on a spectacular waterfront? Where will his grandchildren go to see wildlife? Where will all our grandchildren go to enjoy wildlife? Where is the logic in destroying the homes of blue herons, swans, fish, and frogs? Where is the long-term logic in trashing more and more wildlife for more and more boating life? Now here's a different logic. Everything in life is a choice, and the mayor, council, and consultants have made a choice. It's a choice that's good for the human species, but bad for more than 260 other species living in the West Harbor. Is that logical or just negligence? We share this planet, folks, and we need to share the magnificent gift given to Coburg by Mother Nature and not keep destroying it with bulldozers, boats, and need assessment plans that only assess human needs, not nature's needs. The renowned Carl Sagan said, "We humans are capable of greatness, but we are making a mess of our planet and becoming a danger to ourselves." Why do the need assessments done by mayors and planners treat nature like a disposable rag? Why does their vision of a better tomorrow for our grandchildren not include an abundance of nature versus an abundance of boats? Why have they not learned from the failings of the 20th century economic model where growth and expansion have come at immeasurable cost, still to be paid for? Why do they not see that more revenue, more user fees, more capital expenditure on human pleasure are all just the flawed expansion of a broken economic model? Do they not understand the logic of the precarious imbalance in nature that we are all facing? Have they not read James Lovick, David Suzuki, Maud Barlow? Why does their vision not include a beautiful, preserved and protected West Harbor, a never-to-be-disturbed legacy, protected now, not by a flimsy amendment and a non-binding future promise? There is no logic in the mayor's logic when that logic excludes the long-term well-being of the West Harbor. Any needs assessment should include the West Harbor's true long-term value, which, so far, none of our elected and hired help has envisioned. Now, that's not logical or smart or visionary. Think about it.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.